and identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 AM WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
The NASCAR Xfinity Series racing in Portland, Oregon today. Motor Racing Network on hand with live coverage of the Pacific Office Automation 147. So glad you're spending your Saturday afternoon with us here on the Motor Racing Network. Mike Bagley here alongside Dan Hubbard, Kyle Ricci, Tim Catalfemo, and Eric Morse are in the corners. Jason Toy and Chris Wilner in the pits and in the garage. If you're just tuning in, we're just 7 laps complete of the 75 that we'll run here this afternoon. And after contact on lap 1 between Sam Mayer and Shane Van Gisbergen, pole sitter Sam Mayer went to the back of the pack as he collected his car. He is back up to the 21st position. That handed the lead over to Riley Herbst, and he has held that point ever since. With Justin Allgaier, Shane Van Gisbergen, Cole Custer, and Sheldon Creed, your top 5. Again, 8 laps are now complete. We've got 17 to go in this opening stage.
Riley Herbst had an advantage of 4-tenths of a second. He has now stretched it to 6-tenths. Kyle Ricci, as Justin Allgaier is in hot pursuit from second.
That equates to about 5 car lengths on the racetrack. Shane Van Gisbergen right there in third behind Justin Allgaier, wanting to look to the inside through the right-hander of turns 4 and 5 on Allgaier for the runner-up spot, but has to settle back in the line because one slip and he'd be in jeopardy of losing that position to Cole Custer, who is right there in position number 4. They'll stay single file through turns 4, 5, 6, and now into 7 behind race leader Riley Herbst.
All of those race cars seem to be about even right now as far as lap times and speed are concerned. Nobody ducking out of line as they hit the back straightaway now. Cole Custer and his Ford Mustang takes a peek to the inside on Van Gisbergen, but will now tuck back in line in 9.
SVG took a shot at Justin Allgaier in turn 12 last time by, but couldn't make it stick. This time he's more playing defense with Cole Custer all over his rear bumper as they exit onto the front straightaway.
Speaking of Shane Van Gisbergen, after that contact on lap 1, he has fallen to the 3rd position. He's just about a second behind the race leader. He's involved in a very intense battle with Cole Custer. Custer's been giving him the business the last couple of laps around, but Chris Wilner, is there a problem perhaps brewing on the Van Gisbergen car?
A slight, but so far not really an emergency problem for Shane Van Gisbergen. So far the last several laps, every time he's flashed by the start-finish line, he's been radioing to his colleague racing crew the oil temperatures, and every lap they continue to go up. Now, they haven't reached a threshold that they need to get him to pit road, but it's certainly something here in the early goings after that contact that they are going to keep an eye on. The oil pressures continue to rise aboard that Chevrolet.
Leaders are making their way towards turn 7. Best battle on the track is with Shane Van Gisbergen because he's got his hands full with a hard charge and Cole Custer from that 4th spot.
Those drivers now work their way out of turn number 7. Again, we're talking about the battle for 3rd behind leader Riley Herbst and Justin Allgaier. Shane Van Gisbergen has the 3rd spot. Cole Custer and Sheldon Creed both want it.
Allgaier has been able to step away from that battle. That battle is for 3rd between Shane Van Gisbergen and Cole Custer. Custer takes a look, tries to round off that corner in turn number 12 and get a good run onto the front straightaway. But so far, Shane Van Gisbergen's had an answer for everything Custer's been able to throw at him.
So it's been a very interesting start to this race. We had 11 drivers fall to the back of the pack upon taking the green flag. And some of those have been making their way towards the front. You've got A.J. Allmendinger, who has gained 12 spots. Got Ed Jones, that's gathered up 9, Sage Karam, 8, Chandler Smith, 8, and then Sam Mayer, after getting spun on the first lap, he has reclaimed 8 positions, but there's also a lot of drivers, Dan, that are just trying to scratch and claw and trying to hang on for another 15 laps until they can come down to the pit lane.
And make adjustments. Sometimes if you just can't get your car to handle through the center of these corners, you are in trouble plenty here at Portland International. Again, as Mike said, Sam Mayer and A.J. Allmendinger, 2 Chevy drivers working together, they have worked their way up to the 19th and 20th spot. The battle just rages on still for that 3rd spot. Shane Van Gisbergen had an ugly exit to turn 2. That allowed Cole Custer to really close the gap as they exit off of turn 7.
And as this battle is going on, we've got a battle for the lead. Justin Allgaier is all over Riley Herbst.
Allgaier takes a peek to driver's left as they hit the braking zone of turn number 10, starting to clamp down on the rear bumper of Riley Herbst. He's going to take a look, try to over under him through turn number 12. Riley Herbst gets to the throttle a little bit quicker, but Allgaier is there.
Allgaier is the fastest car on the racetrack, but he can't get around Riley Herbst until now. He's going to take a look to the inside. He'll go off the end of the front straightaway, but he's not quite close enough to make that charge. Now we're driving in deeper. He's got to check up. Herbst will throw the block at the end of the front straightaway. Allgaier applies the brakes, but ever so gently, he'll get back in line. But that dust up allows Shane Van Gisbergen to close in from third.
This battle far from over into turn number 4 and 5. It is still Riley Herbst at the point. Allgaier peeking the driver's right, but can't make a move. Van Gisbergen now back within one car length of Allgaier. He's trying to fend off Cole Custer at the same time in fourth. Sheldon Creed making it now a five-way battle for the top spot as they all close up again in turn number 7, led by Riley Herbst.
You can throw a blanket over these 6, maybe top 7 cars that are all in lockstep formation, single file, following each other down the long straightaway. It's Herbst, Allgaier, SVG, Custer, and Sheldon Creed, the top 5.
Herbst gets away at the end of the long straightaway, and it's Shane Van Gisbergen, the driver on the move, as they go for the brakes into turns 10 and 11. He is all over Justin Allgaier. That's the battle for second on back as the leaders all stacking up off of turn number 12.
Riley Herbst peels it off of turn 12. His advantage over Justin Allgaier about 3.5 car lengths when he crosses the stripe. 12 laps will be complete, and Riley Herbst is our leader.
This NASCAR season, Toyota Racing isn't looking for just anyone to join the team. No, we're looking for bankers, the ones who are open on Sundays.
So if you live for the gravity-defying 31-degree banks like this one on Turn 4 at Daytona,
then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
The year was 1993. The NASCAR Cup Series season kicked off with the Dale and Dale Show at the Daytona 500.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. He goes to the inside. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500 by STP. Earnhardt second.
The 1993 NASCAR Cup Series season. All the highs and lows. Relive them all on MRN's exclusive podcast, The 1993 Season. Available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
Riley Herbst continues to lead. Justin Allgaier is second. Shane Van Gisbergen is now in third with Cole Custer and Sheldon Creed rounding out our top 5. From Portland International Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. Tractor Central's Model Year 2023 Green Tag Closeout offers big savings on new John Deere riding lawn tractors and zero-turn mowers. While supplies last, you'll save $300 on remaining X300 series lawn tractors, $500 to $700 on garden tractors, up to $1,000 on John Deere zero-turn mowers. Get started today at TractorCentral.com. Offer ends June 3rd, 2024.
It's a John Deere day.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
International Raceway and the Motor Racing Network's coverage of the Pacific Office Automated 147. There has been a change for the second spot. Eric Morse, I believe it happened in front of you.
Yeah, down the long back straightaway, Shane Van Gisbergen got to driver's right of Justin Allgaier. Allgaier was content to not fight him as they went for the apex at turn 10, and Shane Van Gisbergen threw to second.
So as they continue under the green flag here at lap 15, we are 10 laps away from the end of stage one. Here's how they're running here at lap 14, presented by Napa. When it comes to brakes, Napa Silent Guard brakes deliver noise-reducing OE quality performance drivers demand. Available now at Napa. Riley Herbst is your leader. Shane Van Gisbergen is second. Justin Allgaier's third, with Cole Custer fourth and Sheldon Creed fifth. Parker Kligerman is sixth. Josh Balicki is seventh. with Sammy Smith in 8th, Ryan Truex is 9th, and Austin Hill is up to 10th.
Parker Retzlaff races in the 11th spot. 12th, you'll find Anthony Alfredo. Josh William in 13th. 14th is Sage Karam. Chandler Smith is 15th. 16th, you'll find Sam Mayer. A good comeback for him as he continues to work his way up through the field. So too, A.J. Allmendinger, now 17th. Ryan Segan, 18th. 19th is Jesse Love with Brandon Jones in 20th.
21st is Leland Honeyman. Ed Jones is 22nd. Jeremy Clements is 23rd. Ryan Ellis is 24th, and Blaine Perkins is 25th. Austin Green is 26th, with Brennan Poole in 27th. Kyle Weatherman, 28th. Andre Castro is 29th, and Matt DiBenedetto is 30th.
Garrett Smith-Lee in the 31st spot. 32nd is Kyle Sieg. Patrick Gallagher in 33rd. 34th is Nathan Bird. Logan Bearden, 35th. 36th, Jeb Burton. Haley Deegan in 37th. And 38th is Preston Partis.
There is a new leader as Shane Van Gisbergen through the complex set of corners and turns 1, 2, and 3, finds his way to the inside of Riley Herbst. He will muscle his way to the inside. He'll take the point. Let's pick him up on the course.
Shane Van Gisbergen goes to the lead, exiting turn number 7. However, if he looks in his rearview mirror, Riley Herbst is not going to allow him to get away all that easily. He's only one car length behind the race leader as they hit the long back straightaway. Justin Allgaier runs 3rd. Cole Custer is 4th, and Sheldon Creed the 5th spot.
I don't think Riley Herbst is going to be too happy about the way he lost the lead. A lap ago, Logan Bearden had an off between turns 11 and 12. Took him a while to regain control of the car through the grass. When he rejoined, the leaders were on him, and I think it may have compromised Herbst's exit off the final corner.
This is going to be interesting to watch. Now with Shane Van Gisbergen in the top spot, off of turn 12 and up the front straightaway, it's a pleasure to watch him. It's not a pleasure for the other drivers. He is slowly, methodically learning this course. This is the first time he's ever been at Portland, qualified in the outside of the front row, and now he has the lead. Let's see if he can pull away. He's in front of you, Kyle Ricci.
He is doing just that. What was just a car length a lap ago is up to about 5 car lengths, this time into turn number 4. Jeb Burton is a bit off the pace. He'll keep that car off the driver's left, allowing the driver's plenty of room to his inside through this section of racetrack. It is Van Gisbergen out front, Riley Herbst in second, a couple of car lengths back. Then things tighten up from 3rd on back. Justin Allgaier into turn number 7. That right-hander has the position by 1 car length over Cole Custer.
That's how they run in the top 4. In 5th, you've got Sheldon Creed. A couple of car lengths behind Creed is the machine of Parker Kligerman. Behind Kligerman, tracking in his tire tracks, is Josh Balicki.
Balicki takes a peek to driver's left in turn number 10. And further up, Shane Van Gisbergen making it good use of that clean air. He's starting to walk away from Riley Herbst as they go through turns 11 and 12. Justin Allgaier now trying to close in for that second position.
When Shane Van Gisbergen comes across the line, it'll be 17 laps complete. It'll be 8 laps to go before the end of stage 1. And that will provide an opportunity, Jason Toy, for these teams to come to pit road with a little bit of unique pitting strategy involved that's different from the rest of the races.
Yeah, it definitely is. And one of the things with the crews being here, and then of course having a NASCAR Cup Series and Craftsman Truck Series in St. Louis, you start to run short on crews. So to save expense here for these Xfinity Series crews, they did not fly in over-the-wall crews that normally go over service the cars here on the track. So today, it is the guys that travel with the car normally. These guys and girls are normally mechanics, engineers. They're going to do alternate duties here today when it comes to pit stop. And that means they're going to either A, carry tires, they're going to change tires, they're going to fuel up. So a lot of different roles for a lot of these teams when they come down the pit lane here later on. Even the crew chiefs, a lot of them are getting into the fray to be able to participate in these pit stops, which meant all this past week prior to coming to Portland, they did some modified pit stop practice for some of these teams and what they're normally used to doing. So it's going to be unique. It's going to be fun here to see how all these crews respond when they come down the pit lane.
And we are 7.5 laps away from seeing and watching and witnessing how those less experienced crews will perform here at Portland International Raceway.
Hey, I hear you think podcasts are all about true crime, huh? Well, wise guy, the iHeartRadio app's got all kinds of podcasts. We got Stuff You Should Know and Stuff They Don't Want You to Know. We got Bobby Bones, Big Boy, and Lou Later. We got SpongeBob Binge Pants and Exotic Erotic Storytime. We got Doughboys, Two Dudes in a Kitchen, Green Eggs and Dan. Hey, we got ElfQuest. We got podcasts for everything on the iHeartRadio app for free. If you don't download that, well, that's not just a true crime, my friend. That's criminal.
We are under the green flag.
Listen up, NASCAR fans. Now's the time to turn your love of racing into big-time prizes. Because NASCAR Fantasy Live is your fast lane to bragging rights.
Furious racing here.
Pick five drivers each week of the season. Then, complete additional challenges to stack points. All for your shot at the grand prize.
So let's get this party started.
For official rules and to learn more, visit NASCAR.com/fantasy and sign up today.
Shane Van Gisbergen continues to lead. Justin Allgaier got around Riley Herbst for the second spot, so Herbst now goes back to third. Cole Custer is fourth, and Sheldon Creed rounds out our top five. From Portland International Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Welcome back to the Motor Racing Network's coverage of the Pacific Office Automated 147, coming to you live from Portland International Raceway. Shane Van Gisbergen leads in Stage 1 with five laps remaining, and Mike, Shane Van Gisbergen and the team had complained, or at least were concerned slightly, about oil temperature and about it going up a little bit slightly, but it doesn't appear to really have slowed him down that much at all. His lead over Justin Allgaier now 1.9 seconds.
Once he has gotten the lead, he is able to check out to that two-second advantage that Dan just mentioned. Justin Allgaier just got by Riley Herbst a moment ago. He was able to take the second spot, and now Herbst has settled in about 3 seconds behind the race leader. Dan been a pretty, for the most part, I guess, sanitary start to this race. We've had a couple of off-course excursions. Logan right. Bearden has gone off course a couple of times, and a couple of other drivers have dipped a tire off into the grass as well. But for the most part, we are under the green flag and have been since we threw it for the first time.
Outside of that first incident on lap one when Sam Mayer and SVG had a coming together at turn two. Mayer, by the way, rejoined the field in the 25th position. He has fought his way all the way back to 14th. A great drive by Sam Mayer.
Now, being that we are 20 laps complete, I'm sure the driver is starting to feel the pinch in the tire department, because while this place will not chew up tires like a Darlington or a track like that, they will, over a period of time, have their toll taken on them. So right now, they're just trying to nurse their way to the end of this stage. Oh, look out, trouble. Cole Custer's around in turn one. Started an angle and a run to the inside of Herbst for third. The back end of the car got away from him. He is spun out, and now we'll go through a maze of basically chicanes to right himself on the inside of that set of corners. But Cole Custer in the third position will spin and will have to collect that car, and he's losing a lot of time on the racetrack.
That may have been a result of the tires that you were just talking about, because we are getting close to the end of stage one. Perhaps Cole ran out of grip, just did not have the grip he thought he would have, suffered from wheel hop going into that first turn, and had to go through that maze there to the outside of the chicane. That's the penalty you have to pay if you do not make turn one. Let's pick up the leader on the course.
Shane Van Gisbergen's got about a 25 car length advantage over Justin Allgaier as he's now starting to catch some lap traffic. He's got Nathan Bird in front of him to deal with, but he's got plenty of room over the second place car, so he's got a margin of error if he needs it.
Off turn number 12 and back to the start-finish line. Jesse Love on the move. Further back, he is muscling his way to the inside of Brandon Jones. That would be for the 19th position. So Jesse Love having his hands full. trying to get back towards the front is now trying to do that right now. And I'm sure, as we mentioned, Dan, that everybody's going to welcome this opportunity to come to pit lane in less than three laps. Let's pick up the leaders on the course.
And it is Shane Van Gisbergen all by himself at the front of the field, continues to pull away, has the lap car of Nathan Bird just in front of him as he makes his way out of turn number five right now, that right-hander, and now through the left-hander into turn number six. Has about seven or eight car lengths back to Justin Allgaier in second. Riley Herbst is third. Moves Sheldon Creed up to fourth. And into the top five for the first time is Josh Bilicki, just a couple of car lengths back.
Shane Van Gisbergen cruising here towards the end of this first stage. He does have what appears to be a little bit of left front headlight damage. It appears to be cosmetic because it has not slowed him down at all so far.
Now he's continuing to leg it out here on Justin Allgaier as the laps wind down in stage number one. He's about to catch that Nathan Bird lap car, but Justin Allgaier also has a pretty healthy advantage over Riley Herbst, who currently runs in that third position.
Let's give a shout out to Josh Bilicki. He's making his first start for Joe Gibbs Racing, currently running in the fifth spot. It's a great job by Josh Bilicki. The leader now hits pit road. Let's cover this pit stop. We're talking about Shane Van Gisbergen. He has made his way to pit road, slows down to pit road speed. Let's cover that stop now.
Shane, this is a scheduled stop. They're going to go ahead and pit early before the stage break. They're going to go work to the left side of the race car first, as that's how they'll pit down this clockwise version of the front straightaway. Fresh Goodyear tires going aboard this Chevrolet. No major complaints from Shane. He did come over the radio and said, once I got into clean air, the grip started to go away as those rear tires begin to burn just a little bit through the course of the run. They are looking at that cosmetic damage to the front of the race car. They just were able to push some of that damage back in already to the right side with Goodyear Eagles going on. The fuel can is going in. The road crew doing a nice job here under green flag conditions. Again, have to hit that minimum time of 63 seconds from yellow line on pit entry to yellow line on pit exit. So about 35 seconds expected here on pit road. Finishing the right rear tire, the jack goes down, and he's on his way.
Chris Wilner, I want to go right back down to you. Let's talk about the advantages of Shane Van Gisbergen pitting early. He gave up the lead for this, but he comes down a very, very empty pit road. That's an advantage for those less experienced crew members.
100%. It's a little bit of an easy in, easy off for Shane Van Gisbergen, but also, too, because of the way that you have to maintain that 63 seconds in total, he's not exactly going to be worried about going a lap down, although it will be close. Now, what they will avoid is once the caution does come out, well, he'll leapfrog everybody that comes down pit road. So a little bit of a strategy call here for Shane Van Gisbergen early. We'll see if it pays off once we go back underway.
And SVG came to pit road for his service. That turned the lead over to Justin Allgaier, who leads him on the final lap of stage one. Let's pick him up on the course.
Turn number five right now. That right-hander for Justin Allgaier has two car lengths over Riley Herbst. Two more back to Sheldon Creed. Also Josh Bilicki, Parker Kligerman, the top five, all equally spaced on the speedway as they hit the short straightaway. And now the right-hander, that is turn number seven and up the back straightaway.
Allgaier holds the lead, but Riley Herbst going to try to press him here on the final lap of stage number one. Herbst only two car lengths behind the leader, Allgaier, this time through turn number eight. They head down to turn nine.
Allgaier's got a decent advantage over Riley Herbst as Sheldon Creed now tries to throw his hat in the ring. Justin Allgaier navigates turns 10 and 11, hits the brakes for turn number 12, and he's got a stage win in his sights as he goes for the gas.
Field comes off of turn 12, and Justin Allgaier brings the field off that corner up the front straightaway, and he will take the win in stage one. He will take that 10 points. It'll be Riley Herbst finishing second. Sheldon Creed will finish in that third spot with Josh Bilicki fourth. Parker Kligerman fifth. Sixth, it'll be Sammy Smith. Cole Custer will finish in the seventh position. Ryan Truex eighth. And it'll be Austin Hill in that ninth position with Sage Karam rounding out the top 10. Stage one is in the books.
And the caution flag flies with the green and white checkered flag. We are 25 laps into the 75 that will run this afternoon. Lil Gator, Justin Allgaier, right now at the controls.
The Bike Riders is the motion picture event roaring into theaters June 21st.
I built this club out of nothing.
Inspired by true events, USA Today hails the Bike Riders as a must-see summer movie.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Starring Jodie Comer.
The club is changing.
Austin Butler.
Is that who we are now?
And Tom Hardy.
This is our family.
Outsiders become legends.
Yeah!
The Bike Riders, rated R, under 17 on admitted without parent. Written and directed by Jeff Nichols. Only in theaters, June 21st.
Keep up with all of the action during the 2024 NASCAR season with NASCAR Today.
William Byron has won the Daytona 500.
Every weekday throughout the season, we'll bring you the latest news and insights.
At that point, I really had in my mind, okay, we can really win this.
As we count down the days to championship weekend in Phoenix.
It's surreal still. I can't believe I'm in this position.
I'm Chase Elliott. Listen to NASCAR Today every weekday right here on the Motor Racing Network.
Stage one is done here in Portland. Field has been collected by the safety car. They'll be headed down pit lane for their service in a moment from Portland International Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, you have some great used vehicles in stock, some with only 4,000 miles. Tell us about it.
We've got great used vehicles on our lot. We've got vehicles on our lot as low as 4,000 and 5,000 miles, and these are used cars. We've got a great selection of used trucks. We've got cars, trucks, SUVs, crossovers, Edges. So come and see me, Tom Heffernan, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota. For cars and trucks like eggs, they're cheaper in the country.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Welcome back to Portland International Raceway. First caution flag of the afternoon waving. End of stage one. Lap 25 is the reason for that caution. Justin Allgaier picking up his ninth stage win of the season. And Dan, that is the most of any driver ever at this point of the season in 13 races. Justin Allgaier flexing some muscle all season long. Of course, winning at Darlington a few weeks ago. Up front and in command and taking control of this race right now.
He has three career wins at road courses and would dearly love to add another here today at Portland. What do we learn in stage one? Well, it was pretty active, that's for sure, with Sam Mayer and SVG colliding right on lap one at turn two. Sam Mayer rebounded and finished stage one in that 12th spot. Kyle Weatherman had an on and off. So too did Brennan Poole, but they continued. Logan Bearden blew through turn one and had to pay that penalty. So too did Parker Retzloff. And Cole Custer had a spin on the entrance of turn one. So pretty active. Again, a lot of action going on at turns one and two, which is what we anticipated here at the beginning of the race.
If you're a fan of A.J. Allmendinger, day of tough sledding for the Dinger. Crashed in qualifying, had to go to a backup car, had to go to the back of the pack. They started the engines on pit road, had a radio problem, missed a pace lap, finally got out, and now from last all the way to 14th by the end of stage one, A.J. Allmendinger is now starting to get his sea legs under him, and he still will be a force to be reckoned with.
I'll tell you what, let's say he wins the race, we're going to have to ask him, is there something about starting from the back that you just love at Portland? Because that's what he did in the inaugural year in 2022. Had three off-road excursions and still was able to catch the leader, pass him, and win the race in 2022. Is that just his method of operation here at Portland?
Well, the difference between that day and this day, he didn't need an arc today to do it like he did 2 years ago, because that weekend we were rain logged that day and we had wet weather tires and we had cars spinning all over the place.
And if he does it, he's doing it in a backup car.
Yes.
That's how good A.J. Allmendinger can be. We'll see how it plays out.
And that backup car becomes the primary for today. That was to be his primary for next weekend's race at Sonoma. Pit road is open. And here comes everyone except Shane Van Gisbergen, who already has accomplished his service. 40 miles an hour. Here comes the field, led by Justin Allgaier. We start first with Chris Wilner.
And Parker Kligerman will be the first to his box here on my end of pit road. No major complaints, but did say he flat spotted the right front tire when he was charging there inside the top five. They're going to go ahead and complete the tire changes on the left side before working to the right side. Patrick Donahue, the crew chief, is going to catch the tires here as the road crew goes to work now on the right side. Sunoco cans of fuel already engaged. Parker Kligerman set to be underway. Sage Karam is in as well. He lost grip on the rear tires. They're making a track bar adjustment as well as four tire change for that group. Also down here, Nathan Bird, as well as Kyle Sieg, Blaine Perkins, and the rest of the back of the field. Let's go down to Jason Toy in your section of pit road.
Justin Allgaier was the first to get into his section of pit road here with the crew, and James Pullman and the crew leading the way. It's Ryan Truex that's up here, has the first pit stall. They have already completed the work. Really good pit work for him, but the time is on. Now as Sheldon Creed pulls away, Justin Allgaier, Licky, Truex, and then Cole Custer there. A little bit problem there with the 81 car and Chandler Smith and that Toyota. They were slow on the tire change and then could not get the tear off, so he has half a tear off on the windshield hung up there by the windshield wiper. So that could be a little bit of a visual issue, or at least a distraction for him with Chandler Smith. So, but everybody, routine pit work down here. Not as fast as we normally see, but work complete here on the front section of pit road.
Shane Van Gisbergen stays out. He will go back to the lead, and he will reclaim the point here in Portland.
Napa! Silence is golden, especially when it comes to brakes. That's why Napa Silent Guard are built to be one of the smoothest and most quiet brakes on the market. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Silent Guard brakes deliver the stopping power drivers demand. Available now at Napa locations nationwide. Napa!
We're at the start-finish line.
William Byron on pole position. Green flag is out and we're racing.
We're in the turn.
Here to the inside comes Kyle Larson. He and Hamlin bump.
We're on pit road.
Four tires to the racing field. The race off from pit road is Denny Hamlin. Eric Jones goes off.
We are live from the track. The Motor Racing Network, your home for NASCAR racing. Don't miss a lap, pit stop, or side-by-side race for the win. Listen to all the play-by-play action on your local radio station at MRN or NASCAR.com.
Problems may be brewing for Chandler Smith. Team went to remove a tear-off from the windshield. It's gotten twisted up around the windshield wiper, and it's basically in a ball on the windshield. We'll follow up there in a moment. Shane Van Gisbergen back to the point at lap 27 from Portland International Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Become a preferred customer of the hometown guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Field is circulating another caution flag here at Portland International Raceway. Shane Van Gisbergen, your leader. Justin Allgaier, second. Sheldon Creed, Josh Balicki, Cole Custer, the top five. Ryan Truex up to sixth, with Riley Herbst in seventh. Chandler Smith, eighth. Austin Hill, ninth. And Sage Karam is 10th.
Jason Toy, I want to go back down to you, and let's follow a story with Chandler Smith. Had a bit of a problem on that last pit stop, and that the crew member didn't cleanly get the tear off away from the windshield, and as if driving Portland wasn't challenging enough, he's got a big obstruction there in front of him.
Yeah, well, all these cars have about seven layers of a tear off on the front, on the windshield of these race cars to clear the vision, almost like in your road car. You can just turn the wipers on, hit the washer fluid to kind of clean things off. Well, you can't do that here. The problem is, when they went to tear that tear off, it got hung up in the windshield wiper, which normally gets pulled up and then torn off. They didn't pull it up when they tried to tear it off, so it's hung up out there. He said this caused a little bit of a vision issue. It's kind of blurred things out, but he was very happy with the crew. He said, guys, I'm not going to give up track position. Hopefully it blows off. We made four positions on pit road. You guys did a really good job. And he was laughing about the whole time. He said, although you're a little slow on the rear end of the car, but they were very happy with it. Just got to contend with that distraction on the windshield. windshield for Chandler Smith.
Of course, he's having to push through with less than 20/20 vision. Dan, you can write volumes on that.
Thank you very much as I adjust my glasses. Let's talk about that a little bit. I think Jason brings up a good point. These drivers have to be a bit more patient than they normally are. Why? Because they don't have their regular pit crew with them. So they have to understand that. I'm sure they were told that. A lot of these guys are shop guys, or they used to be pit crew members. They haven't done it in quite some time. They were excited about getting back into action here this afternoon at Portland, but the drivers have to accept, okay, I don't have the A team. Just take a deep breath. Take what they give me and go out there and do the best I can on the track.
Speed will not be rewarded because you have to spend at least 63 seconds on pit road, yellow line to yellow line. Field is doubled up for the restart. It's happening over on the back straightaway, and soon they'll be in the Geico restart zone, presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook confusing? Make it easy. Switch to Geico and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today to get started.
All right, Mike gave you the top 10. Here's how they're going to come to the line. It'll be Shane Van Gisbergen, the leader, with Justin Allgaier in second. Van Gisbergen doing a strategy play, coming in a little bit early before the conclusion of stage one, then stayed out. Here they come, off of turn 12, up through the gearbox. It is Van Gisbergen, who didn't get the start that he wanted once they left the Geico restart zone. And leading the field is Justin Allgaier, Sheldon Creed in front of Gisbergen as they negotiate the tight right-hand turn one. Give it to Allgaier. Sheldon Creed gets a bump from behind from Cole Custer. He gets a bump from behind from Josh Balicki and takes over that fourth spot. They're trying to sort it out as they make their way to turn four.
Shane Van Gisbergen still backsliding, will fade to outside of the top five in a battle with Chandler Smith now for that fifth position. At the point into turn number five, it is Justin Allgaier, the race leader, by one car length over Sheldon Creed in second. They've been able to break away from the battle from third on back. Josh Balicki leads that battle for position. Van Gisbergen still hung out in a battle with Austin Hill. Now for the seventh spot, nearly gets turned around in turn seven.
Shane Van Gisbergen trying to recover after a terrible restart up front. The bright orange Chevrolet of Justin Allgaier leads Sheldon Creed by three car lengths.
It's a two-car breakaway at the front of the field as Allgaier leads Sheldon Creed through turn number 10. Then Shane Van Gisbergen, I don't think he understood the rules on the restart because he did not go through the restart zone right before turn number 12. Justin Allgaier took advantage of that.
So with the Geico restart zone here at Portland, it's been moved back to turn 12, and the exit of the restart zone is on the straightaway. Now, there is damage on Shane Van Gisbergen's car. That damage is on the right front, and that came when everybody got all stacked up and got negotiating turns 1 and 2. Shane Van Gisbergen got into Cole Custer, almost turned him around. They were able to keep their cars in the straight line, but there are a handful of cars with damage as everybody continues to sort themselves out on this most recent restart. Allgaier, Creed, Balicki, Truex, and Custer, the top five. Let's pick them up on the course.
And it's Chandler Smith and Shane Van Gisbergen battling for the sixth spot. Smith has it. Van Gisbergen gets back into line. The top seven have been able to break away from Austin Hill. Here's Shane Van Gisbergen to the inside, looking to pick up a spot on Smith.
Shane Van Gisbergen continuing to pressure Chandler Smith for that spot as they exit turn eight. They're side by side. Chandler Smith to driver's right. Shane Van Gisbergen to his left elbow to turn nine.
And who's going to be the last of the late breakers? It's going to be Shane Van Gisbergen reclaims that spot from Chandler Smith. So he's on the comeback trail with a bold move into the left-hand turn number 10. Further back, Brandon Jones off course for just a second, kicking up dust.
Here they come, the leaders off of turn 12 and up the front straightaway. Justin Allgaier by about six car lengths over Sheldon Creed. Then it's Josh Balicki, Ryan Truex, and Cole Custer. We're going to keep an eye on the right front of Shane Van Gisbergen. It was smoking pretty good on that right front due to body damage. There was a body rub there on the front right tire. Kyle Ricci, do you see any smoke coming from the Shane Van Gisbergen car?
Very little smoke upon entry into turn number four for Shane Van Gisbergen, who is on the rebound right now, closing in on Cole Custer, who hangs on to that fifth position. He, in turn, talking about Custer, all over the back bumper of Ryan Truex, who continues to run in position number four. They'll single out into turn number seven right now. That right-hander all chasing Justin Allgaier, the race leader.
Meanwhile, as all that is happening, Allgaier continues to lead Kyle Ricci. He's got about five car lengths his advantage over second-place driver Sheldon Creed. It's another 10 back to pick up Josh Balicki. Then you have that ongoing battle for fourth between Custer, Truex, and Shane Van Gisbergen.
And Shane Van Gisbergen's closing down on Ryan Truex. Just outside the top five is SVG. picking up a little bit of dust on the right-hand side of the track here in turn number 11, trying to get to the gas ahead of Ryan Truex off of turn number 12.
A couple of drivers had some challenges on pit road under that last caution flag. Sammy Smith had worked his way up to 6th, but he came off pit road in 14th. Parker Kligerman came on the pit lane in 5th. He dropped to 17th. And both those drivers are having to regain some lost ground. Good day so far, though, for Joe Gibbs Racing, Dan. All four JGR cars are in the top 7 at this point of the race.
And I would say, let's give a tip of the cap to Ryan Truex, not a full-time Xfinity Series driver, doing a great job here this afternoon, although he just got passed by Shane Van Gisbergen for that fifth position. Now Ryan Truex drops back to 6th, but what a great afternoon so far for Ryan Truex.
Yeah, Ryan Truex, one of the four. You got Sheldon Creed in 2nd, you got Balicki in 3rd, Truex in 6th, and Chandler Smith in 7th. And by the way, to update the story on Chandler Smith, he had that tear-off issue that was hooked around the windshield. Well, the first lap back to green on the backstretch, that tear-off got enough wind to remove itself from the windshield. So Chandler Smith has unobstructed vision and right now is 4.4 seconds behind the race leader in the 7th spot.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with GEICO, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
GEICO, great service without all the drama.
Hi, I'm Kyle Penn. You may know that Victory Junction provides fun, adaptive, and life-changing experiences for kids with all levels of abilities, serious illnesses, and chronic medical conditions. But did you know that camp is free for the children and families we serve? Your support helps every camper build a foundation to live their best life. Make your gift today at victoryjunction.org/donate and feel your heart race.
If you're a Jeb Burton fan, man, has it been a rough day. Right now he's posted back in the 37th position. A broken axle has Jeb 14 laps down. We are 33 laps complete. Justin Allgaier is pulled away by a second and a half. From Portland International Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Back at Portland International Raceway as Justin Allgaier tiptoes away with the lead. They are throwing haymakers at each other just outside the top 10. Dan, specifically talking about the battle for 11th.
Austin Hill and Sam Mayer going at it for that 11th spot side by side as they come off of turn 12. That is a great battle as they approach turn 1. It'll be Mayer down to the inside, and to his left elbow will be Austin Hill. Remember, Hill had to pay a fine and was docked some points for aggressive driving last week at Charlotte, but that has not slowed him down here this afternoon. He gave Sam Mayer all he could handle. He's headed toward turn 4.
That battle for position about a second behind A.J. Allmendinger, who has worked his way into the top 10. Then it's Sam Mayer, next car in line, ahead of Parker Kligerman, Sage Karam. He's under fire now in the left-hander of turn number 6 from Austin Hill. Jesse Love a part of that battle, as is Josh Williams. tight racing from 10th on back.
You've got battles all over the place right now. Shane Van Gisbergen and Josh Bilicki having a good battle for third, further back to pick up all those cars that you were just talking about, Kyle. Sam Mayer, Parker Clearman, Sage Karam, and Austin Hill all in a line headed to turn 9.
And they're in lockstep formation to the braking zone of turn 10. But Shane Van Gisbergen has gone off in turn number 11. He had picked up a spot each lap, last two times by. He was up to third, but Shane Van Gisbergen just threw away all of his track position in turn number 11.
Wow, what amazing, what a mistake for Shane Van Gisbergen sliding off the course. That's going to cost him. He had just gotten third away, but he just simply came into turn 11 way too hot, slid off the racetrack. Now, there is a battle brewing that we're going to keep tabs on. Remember the angst between A.J. Allmendinger and Riley Herbst. This storyline has not manifested itself because Allmendinger started in the back. Well, A.J. has just cracked his way into the top 10, and he is less than a second away from catching Riley Herbst. Herbst is in 9th, Allmendinger is in 10th, and there are no cars in between them. Let's pick up A.J. Allmendinger on the course.
Exits turn number 6 right now for A.J. Allmendinger. Has Sage Karam now just in front of him. Looks to make that pass. That battle just behind Riley Herbst.
A.J. Allmendinger continuing to march his way to the front of the field. He's right behind the black Toyota Supra of Sage Karam as they work their way down the long straightaway headed back to the corner.
Allmendinger's going to take a peek out of line, takes a look to driver's left, but he's not close enough into pushing Sage Karam into a mistake, but he is closing in on the rear bumper of that Toyota Supra. A.J. Allmendinger locks the right front tire as they go into the right-hand turn number 11, and he goes back to the gas.
We talked about A.J. Allmendinger always making his way to the front here at Portland after starting from the back of the field, and he's doing it again. He has cracked the top 10. He is just in front of Sam Mayer, and Mayer may take a brief look to the inside of Allmendinger. He does. This is for the 10th spot. Slight contact is made. Allmendinger on the defense against Sam Mayer. They're side by side. In fact, Mayer backs out of the throttle, or Allmendinger was going to wreck him off turn 3.
And by the time they get to turn 4, A.J. Allmendinger has been able to take that position away from Mayer, who is now battling with Parker Kligerman. Sage Karam, also part of that battle. Ed Jones now looks to the inside of Mayer, who is offline and beginning to backslide. Allmendinger, meanwhile, closing in on Sage Karam in the race from about 7th on back.
Those drivers now working their way through turns 6 and 7, getting ready to hit this long, bending back straightaway here at Portland International Raceway. Looking for A.J. Allmendinger as he now just comes into view. He's got about 5 car lengths to make up on the race, or the driver of Sage Karam.
Further up ahead, Riley Herbst has his hands full with Ryan Truex. That's just a few car lengths in front of A.J. Allmendinger. Riley Herbst defending now from Ryan Truex. They're kicking up dust in turn number 12.
Yeah, drivers hanging off a wheel here, a wheel there. Everybody right now at 110% as we have 12 laps to go in this stage. And Anthony Alfredo was on pit road one lap ago. Chris Milner, what brought him down to the pit lane?
It was a mangled and deflated left front tire for Anthony Alfredo. A little bit of contact he reported on the racetrack, and that left front went down. So they brought him down pit road again. You can only change that specific damaged tire under these modified pit stop rules. So just the left front was changed, and he's back underway.
12 laps to go in stage 2, and Justin Allgaier is your leader in the Pacific Office Automation 147.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy and 4 tires Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Ryan's not here for Ryan Blaney. 4 tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
More than 200 members of Congress are standing up for AM radio listeners. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act will keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Justin Allgaier continues to lead with Sheldon Creed in second, Josh Bilicki in third, Cole Custer and Chandler Smith round out your top 5. From Portland International Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have.
I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. Tractor Central's Model Year 2023 Green Tag Closeout offers big savings on new John Deere riding lawn tractors and zero-turn mowers. While supplies last, you'll save $300 on remaining X300 series lawn tractors, $500 to $700 on garden tractors, up to $1,000 on John Deere zero-turn mowers. Get started today at TractorCentral.com. Offer ends June 3rd, 2024.
It's a John Deere day.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Welcome back to the Motor Racing Network's coverage of the Pacific Office Automation 147 on a bit of a cool and cloudy day here at Portland International Raceway. Round 13 of the NASCAR Xfinity Series in the 2024 season. Been a pretty good race so far. Tell you what, why don't we give you a full field rundown, and here's how they are running at lap number 41, presented by Napa. When it comes to brakes, Napa Silent Guard brakes deliver noise-reducing OE quality performance drivers demand. They are available now at Napa. Justin Allgaier is our leader with Sheldon Creed in the second spot. Josh Balicki's in third. Cole Custer fourth. Fifth is Chandler Smith. Shane Van Gisbergen, despite his problems, hangs on to that sixth spot. Seventh is Riley Herbst. Ryan Truex having a good afternoon here. He's in the eighth position. Ninth is Sage Karam, with A.J. Allmendinger rounding out our top 10.
Pole sitter Sam Mayer now is 11th, with Parker Klingerman in 12th. Ed Jones is 13th. Austin Hill is 14th. And Jesse Love is 15th. You've got Josh Williams in the 16th spot, with Ryan Segan 17th, Kyle Weatherman in 18th, Jeremy Clements 19th, and Brandon Jones is in 20th.
Parker Retzlaff is running in the 21st spot. 22nd is Austin Green, Sammy Smith in 23rd. Brennan Poole races from the 24th position. 25th, you find Andre Castro. Ryan Ellis in that 26th position. 27th is Blaine Perkins. 28th, Leland Honeyman. 29th, Nathan Bird, with Kyle Sieg in the 30th spot.
Matt DiBenedetto is 31st. You got Garrett Smithley in 32nd. Patrick Gallagher in 33rd, Logan Beard in 34th, 35th is Anthony Alfredo, Haley Deegan is 36th, Jeb Burton is 37th, Preston Partis 38th. All 37 cars are on the racetrack. Preston Partis retired on lap 9. We've had one caution for 3 laps, 6 lead changes among 4 drivers. And right now, we are 9 laps away from the conclusion of Stage 2, as Justin Allgaier's lead now, Dan, is up to 2.4 seconds.
Shane Van Gisbergen led at the beginning of Stage 2, and that's because he had short-pitted that stage and he inherited the lead. He has been having a rough day, however. He got into it with Sam Mayer on lap 1, turn 1. Then he got into it with some other drivers, causing a tire rub, some body damage on the right front, had a tire rub. That has since gone away. Then Shane Van Gisbergen had an off and on, as we call it, at turn 11. So an eventful day for the New Zealander, but he's still hanging in the top 10, currently running in that sixth spot. We probably thought he would be a little bit closer to the lead, but because of those things, nothing is a given. Nothing is a lock. And we have another spin on the track. Sam Mayer doing his best to staying in the top 10. He has kind of plateaued at the 10th position. Allmendinger, however, is now running in the ninth spot in hot pursuit of Sage Karam.
We made mention of Riley Herbst and A.J. Allmendinger getting close on the racetrack. Well, Riley Herbst has gone to the whip. Riley now is up to seventh. He's been able to put Sage Karam between himself and A.J. Allmendinger. But tip of the cap to Dinger now, up to the ninth position after starting at the rear of the field in a backup car. 14 seconds behind the leader is Dinger, but they've got one more shot to come to pit road, and that shot's in 8 laps.
8 laps before the conclusion of Stage 2. I'd like to send it out to Tim Catafalmo. Where is Justin Allgaier beating these people, Tim? Because he seems like he's got a lot of horses under the hood once they hit the straightaway. Not so much in the turns and the curves, but when they hit that straightaway, Justin Allgaier is gone.
Well, that Chevy definitely is very quick out front, Dan. And to your point, when he goes down this very long straightaway, he's able to gap the cars that are behind him by at least a car length or two. Now, some of the drivers that have been running behind Allmendinger today have been what appears to be a little bit quicker in some of the left and right turns. turns, but when it comes to horsepower and keeping that car wide open and having it go in a straight line, Justin Allgaier appears to be one of the quickest cars on the racetrack right now.
Yeah, Allgaier definitely has gone to the whip here towards the end of this second stage. Going back to this battle between A.J. Allmendinger and Sam Mayer, so you had Allmendinger go to the back because of a backup car. Sam Mayer got turned on lap one from the pole and went back mid-pack. Sam Mayer now back up to 10th, and he is full court pressing on A.J. Allmendinger. Let's pick him up.
Those two are now side-by-side. Mike Bagley coming through turn number 7. Now into turn number 8, A.J. Allmendinger's got the spot. Sam Mayer and Parker Kligerman now nearly 3 wide going down this narrow straightaway.
And things are going to tighten up as they hit the bend of turn number 10. A.J. Allmendinger's going to get there first, followed by Sam Mayer. Parker Kligerman's going to have to fall in line behind them, but give the spot to A.J. Allmendinger as he continues his march forward.
Here comes Allmendinger off of turn 12, and he's dueling with Sam Mayer. Give credit to Sam Mayer. He has 3 road course wins on the resume, winning last year at Road America, winning last year at Watkins Glen, and at the Roval at Charlotte, and now he's going up against the best in the business in A.J. Allmendinger. They take it deep into turn 1. Sam Mayer gets around Allmendinger, under braking for that right-hander, and then starts pulling away from A.J. as they exit off of turn 3.
This is the battle for 10th on the race course. Now out of 3, onto the short straightaway, and now into the long sweeping right-handers of turns 4 and 5. Mayer hangs on to that position and, in fact, is able to drive away from A.J. Allmendinger. That car a bit out of shape, nearly turned around by Parker Kligerman. He hangs on to it but is in jeopardy of losing that position. Here comes Kligerman off the driver's left on Allmendinger into the right-hander of turn number 7.
These drivers all bunched up racing for this position. The driver that's able to clear and get a little bit of breathing room is Sam Mayer. Mayer pulls ahead of Parker Kligerman by about 5 car lengths. Then you've got Sage Karam, A.J. Allmendinger, and others right behind him.
Allmendinger's still under fire. Now it's Ryan Truex, the driver who's arrived on the scene, as Ed Jones has gone by in the Sam Hunt Racing Toyota. And right now, Sam Mayer leading Parker Kligerman, Ed Jones, and now A.J. Allmendinger onto the front stretch.
Well, A.J. Allmendinger just had a big problem in the twisty bits that Dan referred to before the race started. He came out of turn 4, turn 5, and it looked like the car just died. As a matter of fact, he pulled off the racing line, but it quickly came back to life. But it looks like, Kyle Rickey, that not only A.J. Allmendinger, but there's a handful of other drivers that are just trying to nurse their cars back to the end of this stage in pit road, because it looks like they're out of tires here at this point.
Out of tires, and we've seen a lot of drivers get off course and kick up some of that dirt and dust onto the racing line, especially to the exit of turn number 3. We see it in turn number 7 in that final right-hand corner onto the back straightaway. A lot of slip sliding around right now. These drivers just waiting for that next stage break coming up in a couple laps.
Everybody trying to keep it on the pavement as they work their way to turn number 7 again. Still following these drivers of A.J. Allmendinger and others. Allmendinger exits turn number 8. Right behind him, right on his tailgate, is Ryan Truex, Austin Hill, and Jesse Love.
Well, further up the road, Shane Van Gisbergen has gone full court press on Chandler Smith. He's trying to make up some of the spots that he lost when he had his off course. Speaking of an off course, it's Parker Kligerman. He misses turn 11. He's now in the grass doing a little bit of agricultural racing in turn 12.
Big mistake there for Parker Kligerman as he loses a couple of positions. We'll reset the leaderboard for you and let you know where Parker rejoined the field. But it is Justin Allgaier with a pretty good lead of 2 seconds over Sheldon Creed. Josh Balicki in that third spot with Cole Custer in fourth. And it's Chandler Smith in that fifth position with Shane Van Gisbergen riding in that sixth spot. That is a good battle. Let's cover that one again. Chandler Smith and Shane Van Gisbergen.
Chandler Smith hangs on to that position through the left-hander of turn number 6. Shane Van Gisbergen within 1 car length. That battle for position just a couple of lengths behind Cole Custer, who is all over the back bumper of Josh Balicki for third.
Chandler Smith trying to hold off Shane Van Gisbergen. Van Gisbergen's black Chevy right up on the back bumper of Chandler Smith. Smith now will take a defensive line coming out of turn number 8 and head down the straightaway to turn 9.
And the fight for fifth hits the braking zone of turn number 10. Chandler Smith smoothly on the brakes. Shane Van Gisbergen just attacking the apex here in turn 10. and turn 11, and he is at the rear bumper trying to see if he can do an over-under as they go to the gas and down the front straightaway.
Parker Kligerman is on the comeback trail. A.J. Allmendinger is as well. Both drivers have given up some spots. Kligerman got off course. Ryan Sieg just got off course. Now A.J. Allmendinger has fallen outside of the top 10. Jason Toy, is there a problem brewing there?
Well, the big problem is the car's not handling the way he wants it to, and then A.J. is very frustrated, almost to the point kind of taking himself out of things occasionally. The crew has been talking him down, trying to get him back centered and focused. We go back a couple of years ago in this race. We had all the rain, spun out a couple of times. The frustration level was through the roof. They were able to calm him back down in that final stage to get him back towards the front. They're hoping they can duplicate that when we get to this next stop.
All right, thank you very much, Jason. With 2.5 laps remaining in stage two, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durant, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi.
Welcome back to the Motor Racing Network's coverage of the Pacific Office Automation 147, coming to you live from Portland International Raceway. I am Dan Hubbard. Alongside is Mike Bagley. Covering the action for us down in the turns is Kyle Ricci, Tim Catafalmo, and Eric Morrison. On pit road, we've got Jason Toy and Chris Wilner. We are just a couple of laps away from the conclusion of stage two. In fact, let's pick up the leader, Justin Allgaier, out on the track. Justin Allgaier leading by some 2 seconds over Sheldon Creed, with Josh Balicki in that third spot. Fourth is Cole Custer. Chandler Smith currently rounds out a top five.
Right now, Justin Allgaier just passing the start-finish line, heading off into turns 1, 2, and 3. His lead now, 2.1 seconds over Sheldon Creed, as we have less than 2 laps to go in stage two. Let's pick him up.
Closing in on the lap car, a Haley Deegan is race leader, Justin Allgaier, and that is allowing Sheldon Creed to pull in just a bit. Closing now to within about 5 or 6 car lengths as Allgaier looks to pass that lap traffic on the backstretch.
Justin Allgaier trying to get around not only Haley Deegan, but also the machine of Anthony Alfredo, who's a couple of car lengths in front of him. Allgaier will dispose of Haley Deegan and look ahead at Alfredo.
And Deegan did a good job of moving aside to driver's left and letting the race leader through. Sheldon Creed, however, not able to make the pass before they get into the braking zone of turn number 10. Haley Deegan locks up right in front of Sheldon Creed, and that's going to give Justin Allgaier a little bit more breathing room at the front.
So we'll wait for Justin Allgaier to come off of turn 12 and up the front straightaway. When he crosses the stripe, one more lap to go here in stage two, and there he goes, his lead over Sheldon Creed. Now only 1.5 seconds. Perhaps it is Allgaier backing off just a little bit, taking care of his car. Josh Balicki in that third spot with